SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong meets Qatar's Prime Minister after Gaza ceasefire talks. Israel's military recovers the bodies of six hostages captured by Hamas in the October 7 attack. And in sport, Australia considers a two-year cycling ban for defector and Olympic medalist Matthew Richardson. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has reiterated the government's position for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Ms. Wong made the comments during a meeting with Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman bin Jassim Al Thani at Parliament House in Canberra. Qatar is playing a crucial role as mediator in the discussions between Israel and Hamas, alongside Egypt and the US, with hopes that a breakthrough will soon be reached. Ms. Wong says Australia fully supports any solution that would put an end to hostilities in the region.
We know the situation in Gaza is catastrophic. The humanitarian situation is unacceptable. Not only the loss of life, but we now see the emergence of polio. And it makes a ceasefire all the more imperative.
The Israeli military has retrieved the bodies of six hostages held by Hamas in Gaza's southern area of Khan Yunis. The families of the hostages have been notified. The Hostages Families Forum welcomed the news, but renewed calls for the government to secure a hostage release deal. Meanwhile, Hamas senior official Osama Hamdan has criticised US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's statement that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accepted an updated ceasefire proposal. Mr. Hamdan says Hamas already agreed to a proposal by President Joe Biden last month, and the updated deal adds obstacles they can't abide by. The Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Commissioner is set to release the first annual report tracking the progress of the nation's efforts to end gender-based violence in Australia. Michaela Cronin met with more than 300 organisations and people this year as services struggle to keep up with demand. The report will be tabled in Parliament a year on from two subordinate action plans that outlined steps to ending violence in a generation. The nation has been shocked by the spate of violent attacks on women this year, prompting calls for urgent action. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says Labor has provided more than $3.4 billion for women's safety across three federal budgets and convened a dedicated national cabinet on this issue earlier this year. Education Minister Jason Clare says he will announce the government's plans on student migration in the coming week. The federal government has been clear on its intention to put a cap on international student visas in an effort to relieve pressure on universities. Mr. Clare says the student visa program has been exploited by people who have come to Australia in search of employment, putting the education industry's reputation at risk. He says student visa numbers could be increased again in the coming years as long as universities meet accommodation requirements. And in cycling, Australia is exploring whether triple Olympic medalist Matthew Richardson can be banned from the sport for 2 years following his shock defection to Great Britain. Richardson stunned Oz cycling by deciding to race for Great Britain, announcing his move just days after winning three medals for Australia at the Paris Olympics. Richardson raced in Paris while keeping his decision to switch allegiances secret. Oz Cycling says it's investigating whether a two-year non-competition clause could be applied to Richardson. And that's all this morning's latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.